It's Ted Daigle in the background with Frankie and Johnny. And coming up next on Easy Ed's Variety Hour, it's the Big Bopper, Crazy Blues.
give me a break. Excuse me, Bob.
Friday evening, you can tell the boss man where to go. Eddie Bond with his version of Big Boss Man on the Tag label, 1964. The Dave and Nick combo before that with Going Steady with the Blues from their fantastic Hollywood Barn Dance CD on the Heyday record label. And they, who did that originally? George and Earl on Mercury, and I believe I've got the original 45 of that somewhere in my record room, but the Dave and Deke version is way, way better. What a fantastic performance they gave last September at the New England Shakeup 2. They were just so great. I've seen them a bunch of times, but boy, that performance in particular was really, really good. And we'll be talking about the New England Shakeup this coming September in the coming months. That'll be here before you know it. NewEnglandShakeup.com, and you should check out that lineup, folks. It's amazing. Started that set with the Big Bopper, Crazy Blues, on the Mercury Starday label, 1957. Playing behind me right now, it's the Starliners with Runnin' the Reds from their CD entitled Rhythm Roundup on the Aloha record label. I purchased from the band in the year 2000 out at Viva Las Vegas, and I'd like to say a big hello to Dave Cantrell, who listens to the show from Australia, and he was with the Starliners at that gig, and he's playing right now behind me. Folks, we have flipped that R&B switch. Got some rockin' R&B coming up for you. Quick mention, this coming Wednesday, the 12th of April, I will be spinning records at Brass Union in Somerville, Union Square in Somerville, with Jesse D. We'll be starting at 8 o'clock and go until closing, I believe. No cover, lots of fun, great people over there at Brass Union. This coming Wednesday, hope to see you there. I'll be spinning with Jesse D. It's our Primitive Sounds night at Brass Union. This next thing, it's an excellent song, but the record itself is a little more beat up than I typically will allow on the show, but I'm going to make an exception. It's so great. It's also the only copy I have. Here's Riff Ruffin, Dig That Rock and Roll.
So you walk that walk, and you do that stroll now. And you walk that walk, and you do that stroll, and then you satisfy your soul. Oh, when you dig that rock and roll, great balls of fire, you knock me off my feet. Great balls of fire, you knock me off my feet. Walk that walk, and you do it.
a cold chill run up and down my spine.
Hey, you gorgeous looking thing.
Hey, hey, pretty baby, gorgeous looking thing. Now I know that you really love me. My heart just starts to flame.
Hey,
mop, so you talk that talk.
Walk that walk.
And you do that slow.
Do that talk.
Now you walk that walk.
Bye. What the heck do we care?
We'll boot 'em up.
We'll boot 'em up east.
We'll boot 'em up.
We'll boot 'em up west.
We'll boot 'em up.
All the guys get a prize.
We'll boot 'em up.
Who can boot 'em up the best?
We'll boot 'em up.
Let's boot 'em up.
Boot 'em up.
Let's shake the wall.
And the sport ball.
Let's boot 'em up.
Boot 'em up.
Let's shake the wall.
We're gonna have a nacho ball.
Let's have a high.
Groove label from 1954, the Dewdroppers with Boot 'em Up. And before that, Wynonie Harris with one they were calling Spread the News. That did not originally get issued. It was recorded for Roulette Records in 1960. And here's the deal on that one. Wynonie Harris left King Records in 1957. He had a lot of big hits over there. Bloodshot Eyes, Good Rockin' Tonight, Keep on Churning, and plenty more. And he couldn't get a contract for 3 years after that, after he left King. And so he went over to Roulette and eventually got a contract over there in 1960 and did a session with some unreleased stuff. And that was one of the unreleased tracks. Comes from a CD entitled Various Artists Roulette Rock and Roll Volume 2 on the Sequel record label. It's a great CD. We heard from Laverne Baker, Jim Dandy Got Married, Atlantic Records, 1957, and we started that set with Riff Ruffin, Dig That Rock and Roll on the Fury label, 1961. And coming up next, a man who needs no introduction.
He was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. Thank you.
Her mother told her, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. Just like your daddy, he's a brown-eyed handsome man. Marlo Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Me mixed up wood. Crazy mixed up wood. Crazy mixed up wood.
Folks, that was the Dusters with Teenage Jamboree on the Glory label from 1958. And before that, the theme for the current times, Little Walter, Crazy Mixed Up World, on the Checker label, 1959. And one I picked up at a record show recently before that, Eddie Banks with I Didn't Know on the Gale label from 1957. I hope you guys like that one. Not Ernie Banks, Eddie Banks. But we could have played too because the flip side is pretty good also. And Chuck Berry started us off there with Brown Eyed Handsome Man on the Chess label, 1956. He passed away on March 18th, and I've been off the air for a while. I played him my last show, but then he died after that, so I have not paid my tribute until now. But Chuck Berry, thank you for everything. You changed the world, Chuck Berry. You gave us so much. Right, coming up next, another recent record show find. Here is Earl Forrest with Beale Street Popeye. Thank you.
Mandel Street, Papa. Your gun, you can get your gun. Well, ain't gonna run. No, no, baby, we're gonna have some fun. Well, I'm coming home. Yes, I'm coming home. I'm sorry, baby. Get your gun. Well, they ain't gonna run. Oh, no, baby, we're gonna have some fun. Well, I'm coming home. Yes, I'm coming home. Get your gun. Well, I ain't gonna run. Oh, no, baby, we're gonna have some fun. Yes, I'm coming home. Yes, I'm coming home. I'm sorry, baby, if I call you pain. Ooh-wee, baby, well, I'm not to blame. Well, I'm coming home.
Vegas label, 1963, Bobby Long and the Satellites with Mojo Workout. And we will send that one out to our good friends, the Fearless Leaders from Worcester. We'll be doing a show with the Fearless Leaders and Easy Ed's Record Hop and the Cranktones and the Barley Hoppers coming up in July at the Midway. More info on that to come. Before that, on the Char label, 1960, Lucky Carmichael with I'm Coming Home. We started that set with Earl Forrest and the Beale Street Popeye. Came out on the Duke label in 1962. Low Straitjackets will be playing next week at Viva Las Vegas, and boy, do I love those guys. I've seen them a bunch of times. They're so great. We're going to hear one from the Straitjackets now.
She's gone, and she was only 17. Well, now she was lonely, a teenage partner. Well, she was lonely, a teenage partner. Well, she was only 17. Well, she caught my eye. Gone, gone, gone. Yeah, now gone, gone, gone. Well, now gone, gone, gone. But she gone, and she was only 17.
she caught my eye at a teeny dance. Yeah, caught my eye, put me in a trance. Well, now she's gone, found another man. Well, she is gone, gone, gone. Well, say gone, gone, gone. Yeah, now gone, gone, gone. Well, now gone, gone, gone. But she gone, and she was only 17.
Well, I was strolling downtown. I had nothing to do in my broad brim hat and my chartreuse shoe. Standing on the corner of a busy street, everybody kept on looking at me. I was wearing sunglasses at the dock. Oh yeah, well, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses at the dock. In a big street fight, everybody's getting whooped, including me, cause there wasn't every one of us that could see. He was wearing sunglasses at the dock. Oh yes, well, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses at the dock. Out. The lights were so dim, then I seen what was wrong with him. He was wearing sunglasses after dark. Oh yes, well, he really looked sharp wearing sunglasses after dark. Now listen to me, cats from coast to coast, if you want all the girlies to dig you the most, get on the bandwagon, join the parade.
Dwight Pullen with Sunglasses After Dark, Carlton Records, 1958. And before that, on the Lindy label, 1961, it was Ronnie Hansen with his version of Teenage Partner. We started that set with Low Straitjackets' Jetty Motel from their CD entitled The Utterly Fantastic and Totally Unbelievable Sound of Low Straitjackets, which came out on the Upstart record label in 1995. I think that was their first release. Boy, was I excited when that came out. Those were kind of tough times musically. Low Straitjackets gave me hope. Actually, on the rockabilly front, there was a lot of good stuff going on in the mid-90s. All right, folks, just a little bit of time left. We're going to fill it up.
I'm sitting with my baby in the old porch swing. Think that the audience is a cutest.
right, folks, that was the Rough Diamonds with the one called Freight Train Baby from their EP, Slingshot Around the Sun, came out on the Diablo record label in 1996. Before that, Chuck Comer with Little More Lovin' on the Vaden label from 1960.
Ooh, that's nice.
And it is time for me to go, folks. We will be back in a couple of weeks with a new show. And thank you so much for listening tonight. Great to spend some time with you enjoying this rock and roll music we love. Every other Friday night here on WMFO in Medford. And you want to stay tuned for Edward, who's coming in next with a Tears of the Gods program called Straight Outta Nashville. And I'll be leaving you with one from Myron Lee and the Caddies. See you next time.
Gotta go and drag here. Well, I threw in a second, and I dropped to the mat. We took it on the highway, but we lost a crazy cat. Well, I was feeling mighty proud, and I straightened my tie. When came the crazy cat swooping out of the sky. And the panels to the side. Some creature took the threshold with a rigging by his side. He said he wasn't sorry, but he beat he could not stand. And he pushed a little button loose off of the land.
Variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Easy as his name in the